This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live from the Build Forward Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning. A feel-good Friday. Unfortunately, not the result we wanted in the Four Nations as Canada wins in overtime. We did get a Knicks win in overtime, so that was nice to see. But you were Boomstradamus, but you weren't Boomstradamus in the right way, unfortunately. You said 3-2 overtime, but it was this damn Canadians. You know, and I was thinking, I was driving in, I was like, you know, they can have this because they got nothing else. We were trying to think of the stuff that they have. The maple syrup, slightly better than Vermont. Tim Hortons, which, Dunkin', we slam on top of them. I mean, they don't have anything. So you can have this little cute thing. We'll see in the Olympics. That other game where we beat you up and won, that's more important on that Saturday night than last night anyway. So you can have this fakakta tournament, and we'll take a gold medal next time. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Gene. I think we'd be taking a victory lap if we would have won.
Of course we were.
I will say, there is nothing more exhilarating than an overtime hockey game that really does have meaning to it, even though you're not playing for anything other than national pride. But there's nothing more deflating than losing that overtime hockey game, especially after there were numerous chances to win it on the stick of Austin Matthews. And I don't know, Jordan Binnington was amazing. He's the goalie for Canada. He plays for the St. Louis Blues. That performance that he had last night was much like the performance he had when the Blues won the Stanley Cup against Boston in that building.
Yeah.
So when we were going into this whole thing, we said, okay, there's really good balance on both sides of the rosters, and maybe the slight difference is going to be the best goalie in the world. That's Connor Hellebuck, who was the USA goalie, versus Jordan Binnington. Maybe he would give up a goal here or there, and maybe we would end up winning. But the couple saves that he made in overtime last night were just awesome. The whole thing was awesome. I congratulate the NHL. I really, really do congratulate the players. It was an amazing experience. And what were they playing for? They were playing for pride. They love their game. The culture of their game is in such a great spot. The younger players on both of these teams are going to turn out to be superstars themselves. As a hockey fan, as a dyed-in-the-wool hockey fan, I loved every minute of it. I watched almost every single minute of every single game.
Yeah.
So, to me, while it's disappointing, I wake up this morning, I know it was an exhibition. I would have loved to have won it, G. All I can tell you is that, man, these guys played their asses off, and a lot of guys are injured because of it, which now begs the question, what's more important, the NHL season or an in-season tournament or a mid-season tournament that really doesn't have any effect or doesn't have any effect whatsoever on the outcome of the NHL season?
So that, then there's a very specific injury and specific player that this speaks to, and that's Matthew Tkachuk.
Well, it's also Charlie McAvoy for the Bruins.
Yeah, but last night, especially, and the reason why, too, is because Charlie McAvoy, there was no doubt about it. Like, he had his arm in a sling when he was gassing everybody up in the dressing room before the game.
But with Tkachuk last night, I think I'm pretty sure that one of the Panthers doctors is there. You know,
you're
with
not
this
playing.
Team.
You're not playing.
Right. So there was like the answer to that question. And Emily Kaplan said that if there was another power play at some point, maybe in the overtime or the end, that he was probably going to be out there for that. But other than that, he wasn't going to get on the ice.
I mean, you know, it's a part of it. They lost Cal Makar in the previous game. He was sick. And, you know, he obviously is a difference maker. But these two teams are so tight and so talented. And, again, as a hockey fan, I appreciate the effort that these players put forth. This was so much more than an exhibition. And I think maybe geopolitical influences have something going on. And,
no doubt, but that's great. Yeah, I mean, some of the greatest moments in sports have happened during those times.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The Russians, United States back in 1980. It's,
right, some of the Olympic stuff that's gone on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's that is, you know, when you get that cross-pollination of those things, I mean, people get really emotional about it. And I did end up going out for the first period because, you know, I just wanted to. I had some energy. I was like, let me go out with a couple buddies for the first period. And I was curious to see what it would be like. That people are on break, you know, with teachers and stuff. So there's some people that are, you know, don't have work on Friday. But, I mean, the place was just jammed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
With all USA paraphernalia, not just like hockey jerseys, but just hats with flags and everything. And they were totally into it. And it was a fun thing to experience. And, you know, I think that all of us, including myself, have maybe looked maybe too deep into this whole thing. And we're, dissecting every little bit of it. You know, this morning it's sort of like, you know, this was fun. This was a really good thing. It was fun. It came at the right time, at a slow time in sports, mm-hmm. and we all enjoyed it. It sucks that Canada beat us in the final, but this is like a positive, good thing in the end, and there's no reason to have, you know, negative feelings about this tournament. You can be pissed off today because we lost, but, by the way, was it Austin Matthews? Was he getting a little lazy there on that thing?
Yeah, well, I would say lazy, but, you know, he's a little tired. I mean, he's going back and forth 200 feet, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you're playing against who many consider the greatest player of his era, Connor McDavid, is sitting there. I mean, you know,
it happened.
I mean,
look,
all I can tell you is, I was thinking, man, I just don't want to see Sidney Crosby score again in overtime and beat the U.S.
Was that 15 years ago now?
I mean, you know, the interesting thing is, too, is Mitch Marner was a big part of a couple of the goals last night.
I've seen him shirtless.
Yeah, I know you have.
Yeah,
and Mitchie's a good dude, man. I sent
I think
him
all
congratulations
of us
last
saw
night.
Him shirtless.
Yes, you did at Sydney's wedding. Yes.
If you guys stayed long enough, you saw him shirtless.
Yeah, they saw him. They saw him shirtless. I think I saw Hal shirtless too.
That was my cue to leave when all the hockey players were shirtless and on tables.
Agreed. See ya. now you know. I mean, it's like I said. It's probably the best thing that could happen to the sport. For those of us who love the sport and are now on to the regular season again, and the Rangers have back-to-back this weekend, which is amazing, and for the Ranger players, are going to have to figure out somehow, some way, and Ray Ferraro was talking about this last night, how do you get yourself back up to get back into your job? It's going to take a week or so, but I don't know. I loved every minute of the whole thing. All these games, with the exception of one, was a blowout. And that was U.S. Versus Finland, and every game was tight. Every game was, all came down to the end. I mean, that's exactly what you want. So it's disappointing you lose, but it's also exhilarating to see the best in the world put the effort forth for, you know, for their countries. And I love the patriotism on both sides.
Yeah, but I mean, it was
Could you imagine, man, when we make them our 51st state, just how good our hockey teams are really going
to
be?
Yeah, I know. No one will be able to beat us.
Stop us. Don't.
But you get, like, you know, Bissonnette last night, who I actually like him.
He's a Canadian. Come on.
I know he's a Canadian, but I'm saying he's just, you know, so over the top with it. Just the whole thing, you know, McJesus has risen and you can't take our sport and all this stuff. And then Trudeau comes out and posts on social media, you can't take our country, you can't take our sport. It's like, okay, wait a second. So if the U.S. would have won, we would have taken your sport? Is that what would have happened? Because we beat you once already. And basically, the way I look at this, there should be a best of three. You know, we won once, they won once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just...
It's a best of three. Let's run it back tonight.
I mean, isn't Trudeau, like, leaving office?
Yeah, I don't know.
When society,
can't take our country, can't take our sports.
Well, he was just responding to Trump's pregame.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, thank God, Trump called him.
That was good for him. Trump touched the money spot, I think.
No, Trump wished them luck. And you know what? If you are an American hockey player and the president of the United States, no matter who it is, if they could wake the previous guy up to actually make the phone call, I mean, you're going to take the phone call and you're going to say, thank you, Mr. President. We'll do everything we can for, our jersey, our country. That's who we're playing for. And we're playing for, unfortunately, our fallen teammate, Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah. Let's see if I can.
He didn't say anything that was touching the money.
I didn't think so either. But
not at all. I mean, like, people hear, like, jackasses hear what they want to hear.
You calling Eddie a jackass?
No, I'm just saying certain jackasses hear what they want to hear. And he didn't say anything other than good luck, guys. And
I called them. They're a great team. I remember that. I'm trying to find the full thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. And they are a great team.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a shock that Eddie is taking the side of Canada this morning. It's just not, you know, it is not a shock.
Should move to Canada.
He probably will,
you know,
now that I'm thinking about it.
Maybe up to Saskatoon or something. What'd you say, Medicine Hat?
Medicine Hat. That's my favorite. Saskatoon is another great one. All right, here we go. I will be calling our great American hockey team this morning to spur them on towards victory tonight against Canada, which with far lower taxes and much stronger security will someday, maybe soon, become our cherished.
Oh, come on. That is very important. The money spot.
51st state. He didn't say they were going to win, though.
Are
we talking touch the money as far as a Canada being the 51st state?
Yes.
All right, well, that's a different argument. We're talking about touch the money in a sports way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, he's been talking about this since he took office, man. Come on.
Which is?
I mean, like, those people are living under oppression, Eddie. You know this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's why you have a financial advisor. So things like that, you know, you protect yourself in the future.
You weren't rooting for Canada last night because of this.
No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't even aware of what happened until after, because I went to sleep.
You were asleep. He's asleep at 6:30. How could you be asleep at 6:30?
Well, he gets up earlier than us.
At 1.
You know,
I know.
It's a different situation. He's not a napper as much as I'm a napper. It's a whole thing. Everybody's got their own deal. He's here. He's ready to go. That's all we need.
Yes, and we all know you can't believe everything you read online.
Barnacle parasite thing.
That's exactly
that
right.
Attaches themselves to these polar bears.
Yeah. Trevor, help us get these barnacles off.
I can laugh at that. I can definitely laugh at that. That's fine.
Firing today.
Yeah, well, he is.
What did you do
today
to him?
I don't know.
He's just over there throwing grenades.
No, I know, but this is just the angry liberal in him. Like, you know, the rest of us are happy. So now he's just angry. What can I tell you?
Listen, man, like I have a feeling that when Al woke up and he asked Alexa who won the game and it said Canada, he was just like, gave like one of those, it stinks. When Eddie woke up and put on Scott Van Pelt and saw, he was like, oh, that's too bad. Now I know I can go after the big guy today. And he drank a cup of maple syrup and he walked out of the house. And I think he was happy about this. That's what I think.
He might have been. He might have been.
I think deep down he might have been happy about it. But yeah, this was, I mean, stuff like this is cool with sports. And you saw how much it meant to the Canadian team, too. I mean, my God, like some of those guys.
That's
like
Sidney Crosby, you would have thought he just won another gold medal.
I know. He was so jacked up. That's the exact guy I was going to talk about because he's done everything and won everything. And he gets that cup and he's like, ah. I was like, wow.
Well, yeah, because he knew, you know, game one, that those fights and all the stuff that came out of that game. And you know, it's too bad that, you know, there are injuries that are going to happen on both sides. There are no excuses in the game of hockey. That's all there is to it. You go out there, you play your ass off. You block pucks. That Jacob Slavin was unbelievable last night. That guy sacrificing his body, blocking pucks, getting in the way of things. And there was a lot of hitting last night. Drew Doughty for Canada was getting – he was like a bug on a windshield when Brady Tkachuk was on his ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, I mean, Brady Tkachuk might have hit him like 5 different times last night. Could you imagine? And, you know, and to Drew Doughty's to his credit, he took it. Like, he knew it was coming. That's the hardest thing to do in hockey. I'm not a defenseman, but I can't even imagine what it must be like having one of those guys bearing down on you that size, knowing that you have to somehow move the puck and there's a wall and glass in front of you with the guy right on your ass.
Yep. And,
Got to take it. And you got to take it. And he took it like four or five times.
Yeah.
Because that Brady Tkachuk is crazy. He would look great in a Ranger uniform, by the way.
Well, obviously.
Although
I think everybody would love to have him.
That's what I was saying last night on our group thread. I said, I think everybody in the NHL would love to have Brady Tkachuk as their on their team. But, you know, at this point right now, the Rangers are 3 points out of a playoff spot. I think the Islanders are 4 points out of a playoff spot. Anything can happen. There's still a lot of season left, and the March 7th trade deadline is right around the corner.
Yeah, and I could understand, too, you know, there's a lot of talk about what Adam Fox said, you know, this being he's more jacked up for this than any other game, and how that doesn't look good for the NHL or the Rangers. But until I see Adam Fox not playing his hardest in a Ranger playoff game, then none of that matters. You know what I'm saying? His ass is going to be all over the place doing what he does in a playoff game. And if he looks disinterested in an important game down the road with a Ranger uniform on, then you can criticize him for not giving maximum effort like he did here. But I just thought too much was sort of made of that.
You know what? I mean, you know, Brady Tkachuk said it was the most important game he played in.
Yeah, he did too.
A bunch of Canadians said the same thing. I mean, anybody that is going to criticize those players for what they said about the importance of what that game meant last night, they're jackasses, all right? And they're selfish jackasses. These guys laid it on the line, and they laid it on the line for their country because we back home, we're all watching. Why do you think we're all watching? Because we find it to be just as exciting as the players do.
Right, exactly.
So I don't want, you know, that.
There's more casual fans are watching this than the NHL, too.
Exactly. So. But the point, like, to criticize any Ranger fan that would criticize Adam Fox for saying that doesn't understand what these guys are playing for.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's jackassery.
Jackassery.
Yeah, and who knows if it's even a Ranger fan. It's probably somebody pretending to be a Ranger fan just to antagonize the Ranger fans. You know that.
No, it was Morash, actually. He was doing a lot of that yesterday. Doing a ton of it.
Well, he's not. I'm not taking him to the Garden.
Oh.
There you go. That's it. I didn't realize it was Morash that you were talking
about. Oh, yeah.
He was all over how much this thing stinks. Jackass does fit the description.
Yeah, Sean was not into this thing at all. Was upset that Adam Fox said what he said, so... Yeah.
Well, he's got a radio show to do.
He has a radio show to do. Eddie, just one thing. When you played that that dolphin sound and the help me, was that you that recorded the help me, or was that some drop that you found?
Boomer, help us get these barnacles off.
That sounds like you, Al.
That was not me.
That's Eddie. That sounded just like you, though.
I would love to have had video of watching Eddie do that voice.
I thought so when I heard it, but we were like in another conversation. Like, I got to go back to that. And he went into his studio just to do Boomer, help me, help me.
It's great.
Oh, man. Did you do that yesterday or were you sitting on that?
I had asked Izzo last week when this all came up with the polar bears. I said, hey, could you do something? He goes, why don't you just do it? I said, oh, okay. And I totally forgot about it until this morning.
So he's like, all right, USA lost.
I could not wait to pull that out as... Our country lost the hockey game. Perfect.
Oh, I love it. Eddie's got like fewer than 2 years, like less than a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
Here in that position. So he's just emptying the clip now is what he's doing.
Oh, yes,
just
he is.
In the clip.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I mean, Jerry's in here, and you come in here and you're coughing.
Water went down the wrong pipe on
the
way.
Is that what it is?
Good.
Don't you lie to me.
Well, I will tell you, though, the Rutgers bus was like a moving infirmary. So it would be amazing if I don't get sick.
I mean,
but I feel great right now.
Did you have a great trip out west?
I did have a good trip. Yeah.
Did they beat Oregon or did they lose?
Lost to Oregon, beat Washington.
Right.
Yes.
Beautiful campuses, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Washington campus was very nice. It would have been nice if it was a little nicer out.
Yes.
But right there on the Elliott Bay or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Really nice. And the Oregon facilities, the Phil Knight built, my God. State of the art. Very nice. It was a good trip.
So the players were sick or like the coaches were sick? Who was sick?
All I will tell you is you just heard coughing and sneezing. And,
ugh. And then you bring it here.
I haven't brought anything. I feel fine.
I know you just came walking in here
because
hacking
I just
up.
Choked on water.
You're hacking up
in.
A lung.
I'm not
hacking
let me tell
up
you,
anything.
I feel
Jerry's
good.
Immune system at this point should be ready to handle anything.
You would think.
He's had both flus.
I have.
Yeah.
By the way, Marco Belletti, second flu in 3 weeks.
Wow. Man, oh, man, oh, man. So you, at this point, late February, your immune system should be able to block the next thing.
COVID and both flus. That's what I've had this winter.
Yeah, you'll be okay now. I think you're going to be fine. And then once we hit April, then we're done with all of it.
That would be great.
And by the way, you're away. We figured out we're going to get Gio new teeth. We got him all set
up. Excuse me?
He's getting new teeth.
All right, so if you want to know quickly the genesis of this thing.
Yeah.
So I mentioned Steve Cohen's teeth is a rough look. And I said if I were him, I would get the new teeth.
Okay.
You know, being a billionaire. And I was like, I don't love my teeth. I would get new teeth if I could, but it's very expensive.
Oh.
So then Boomer pipes in and goes, well, we're getting you new teeth.
Yeah.
So now here I am.
And just so I had a dentist appointment with my dentist, Dr. J.
Okay.
She's great. And I sent her a picture of Gio's mouth yesterday.
Right.
And we're ready to rock and roll. Gio
so
just
he's
got
really getting teeth implants.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
wow. That's why I want to send. I still want to send you to Turkey if you want to go.
I don't want to go.
All right,
thank you. I don't want to go.
I think I'd rather go to Turkey than uptown where this dentist is. To be honest with you, it'd be a little bit easier for me.
I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
You know what? You know what? You just pipe down. You're going to get some new teeth. And
I
stop
didn't even
complaining.
Let me make this.
You're complaining about where
I did not ask for this. I didn't.
No, but
you
I just thought
offered it.
Yeah, because you know what? I don't know what to give him as a gift and a thank you.
Mm.
And it's always, I don't want to give him anything. I want him to look in the mirror and smile and say, that's my guy, Boomer. He took care of me.
Forever. With new chompers.
Right, yeah. Got new chompers. And, you know, I told her, I said, look, don't make them too white. Don't make them like Rex Ryan white. Just got to be really careful about that.
I was reading on the website, she does new patient consultations 4 p.m., so that shouldn't be.
Perfect.
Man, oh, man.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry.
Okay.
We'll see how the whole thing works out. Gina doesn't know anything about this yet.
Okay.
But I think she'll be fine with it.
She's going to love it.
What is the recovery like when you get new mouth?
No,
like,
it's nothing. It's basically, he has to go. We could probably do it in two visits.
Okay.
But he really needs to go for a consultation
of course.
First.
Mm.
4 p.m. Have a look at those horrific teeth of his.
All right, horrific. Jesus.
I actually never thought you're.
Well, you said.
Never
you
thought
said,
it
I didn't
happen.
Say horrific. I said if I could get new teeth, I don't love my teeth, I would get new teeth. I never said horrific.
You said you went to your own dentist and you went to get a cleaning and it was horrific.
Well, yes, the experience was.
That's never fun.
The experience was, but not that
no,
I didn't
your
say
teeth
horrific.
Were bad.
Well, she had to get in there and do some. Like, I hadn't gone in a while.
She was wedging wax.
I don't
want to
make it seem like I got dead brown teeth. Like I've got Mike Francesa's mouth compared to Steve Cohen, for God's sakes. So, but so we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I mean,
what do you mean you don't know? What is there not to know?
I first of all, it's way too expensive. I feel weird about you paying all this money. You know,
by the way, I am paying for it. This is not a free.
It feels like a Schwartzian thing in a way.
No, it's not. No.
He asked for stuff. It doesn't sound like you asked for anything.
I didn't. And then I've been trying to say I think it's too much.
You know, you brought up Schwartzian.
Yeah.
Did I read somewhere where they are announcing the team name or something for NFLA?
They are.
Why are they doing it today?
It's a Friday at 2 p.m. They're having
it. That's just called a news dump.
Yeah, they're doing an event somewhere at 2 p.m. today.
Okay.
So Schwartz is actually going to be on
Borelli's.
I don't know where the event is, but it's probably at the Coliseum, I would imagine, because that's where they play the games. But Schwartz is going to be on News 12 today at 7:45, he said.
Okay. This morning or tonight?
This morning.
This morning.
So is he announcing the team name this morning?
No, he's doing it at 2 p.m. Yeah.
So why is he going on at 7:45?
To talk about, hey, we're going to announce the name. Stay tuned. Come to the event.
Has he announced the coach yet?
I don't think so, no.
Has he announced anything yet?
No, it's all going to be today.
Everything's
today. This is a start. And he goes, hey, give me your sizes. I'll send you some swag. So I sent the whatever the NFLA team name is. We're going to have some swag.
What do you think it's going to be?
I think he's going to bring back the Dragons.
You think the Dragons?
That's what he's going to do, yeah.
Mm.
That's what I think he's going to do. I can't wait.
I don't know if you can. Can he bring back the Dragons?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
I don't know. Maybe it's
a trademark
license
name.
Or trademarked or whatever. Like Jerry Recco Sports.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that's the same thing.
What?
At all?
Well, didn't you have, you had a school?
Here we go.
Was it the Jerry Recco school?
Someone get the dead horse and bring it in.
See, this is what happened was Eddie hit him with the barnacles thing. Now he's fighting back. He's just ripping us apart.
Why
with
you
all
do
these
anything?
Things.
I haven't been here all week.
What did I do? He came in here hacking up a lawn.
I did not. God.
Welcome back.
I'm not hacking up anything. I actually feel really good.
This guy's
good.
Got gonorrhea.
No, I don't have gonorrhea.
You don't have gonorrhea.
That's not true either. Holy smokes.
That's actually one of the things I remember the context in when you said it. And it was years ago. And it was a combine thing. And you were saying how, these guys come in and they do all sorts of tests. And then the GMs go around and say to each other, this guy's got gonorrhea.
That's so true.
All right, Jerry, let's get to it, man. What do you got?
Well, we'll get to Sean McDonough's call on ESPN, the game winner in overtime for Team Canada.
But he won 12 out of 14 in their opener, and he won that one and got a shot up. Centering pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada!
Yep, that was on ESPN, 3-2, the final in the overtime after... the U.S. had a nice little barrage on Bennington, who made save after save. Here was McDavid on ESPN. What was he thinking in that overtime?
I was not very good all night. All that was going through my mind is just keep going. I struggled all night, but these guys played great, and we just found a way.
That's amazing. There you go. There's the best hockey player in the world saying, I struggled.
All night.
I mean, that's I wouldn't say that he struggled. I was... Every time he's on the ice, I think all of a sudden, that puck's going to end up in the back of the net. And unfortunately for the U.S., it did.
Yes, and they couldn't get it past Bennington in the overtime. A couple of sequences where he made some crazy saves. This was on NHL radio.
You don't really remember. You're in the moments, but it felt good to make some saves. And then it was just felt such a great feeling to see the boys bury it.
And then no question, when you talk to Mike Sullivan, he was the difference, especially in that extra 8 minutes.
Yeah, look at the overtime. We had three or four grade A looks. We don't score. They get an icing, and they score. I don't know that we can dissect it anymore than that.
I don't know what they just showed on CBS Sports Network. The fact that, I think it was Tkachuk, that catches
Brady
the
Tkachuk,
puck,
yes.
Puts it down, still gets the shot off, and he gets his glove up.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Here was Austin Matthews, wild tournament finale.
I think this was probably the biggest game a lot of us have played in. You don't get too many opportunities to wear these colors, to wear this jersey.
But come up short, and then here was Brady Tkachuk.
This sucks. I thought this team deserved more. We had chances there to finish it off. And this has been my favorite hockey memories, just playing for this team.
Now, he's never played in the playoffs, so where he's coming from is, I can understand that.
True.
They all felt the same way. Yeah, right. The brother won a cup and said the same thing.
Yeah, true.
So, that be that. 3-2 the final in overtime. Meantime... a guy that I'm sure you remember quite well, Mike Lang, passed away.
Guerin's got the puck to Crosby. Rich shot. Hey!
shoots and scores. Oh, get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll.
I used to play a lot of these back in the day.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I mentioned it towards the end of the show yesterday. I don't. Did they mention it on the broadcast that I missed it?
I didn't see it.
Because they probably should have. He was such a legend. But yeah, that guy, that's a one-of-a-kind right there. One of a kind. So I don't know. He's got to get if he's not already there in the broadcaster wing of the Hockey Hall of Fame, he should get there quick.
I think he is in the Hall of Fame. Okay, if not, he's in the Penguins Hall of Fame.
For sure. He earned every single accolade he has earned.
All right, so we get to the basketball. The NBA was back post All-Star break, and the Knicks with an overtime win.
Bounce pass to Towns. Towns, jump shot. Soft touch goes in. Timeout Chicago, a 7-point lead.
All right, whatever. That was on MSG.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, go, baby. The overtime hoop there, part of a 113-111 win as the Knicks beat the Bulls. Towns had 32 points, 18 rebounds. He says, nice to be back, but it took a little time.
Not going to lie, it's tough. You know, get that rhythm back, knock some of the rust off, and, first game going back up and down. But we did a great job of staying in the game. I thought we did a great job actually commanding the game in the first half, playing good defense, and just let the game continue to happen and come to us. And we found ourselves getting a gritty win as a team.
And how about with the injuries? Deuce McBride gets a start, 23 points, 3 block shots. That's a pretty good first game back for us.
I mean, we came together as a team. We wanted to come out of an All-Star break and just make sure that we were setting the defensive tone first. And we came together and got the job done.
And that was on MSG.
So you go from a team that was 22-34, the Bulls, to tonight's team, who is 45-10, the Cavaliers.
Yeah, who beat the Nets last night.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yep, interesting game for sure. Cavs beat the Nets 110-97 with a big second half. Donovan Mitchell had 26 to lead the way. Also of note from the NBA, the Lakers beat the Blazers 110-102. LeBron had 40 in that game. Spurs over the Suns 120-109. De'Aaron Fox 26. The Spurs shutting down Victor Wembanyama for the rest of the year because of a blood clot in his shoulder. So
yeah, that's big news there. Because you know he's one of these next superstars. No hopefully doubt. That gets.
Got to hope that it's not as bad as Chris Bosh. Remember, yeah. Chris Bosh had this, and they think he's going to be back next year, and he should be okay. He's got to go on blood thinner, so therefore he can't play the rest of this season. And hopefully, you know, at his height, I don't know if that has any correlation to any of this or what the long-term effects possibly could be, but it sounded like they were pretty optimistic that he would be able to restart his career next year.
Yep, fair enough. All right, spring baseball today. Yankees and Rays. You've got Marcus Stroman making the start for the first spring game. You also had the news yesterday after your show ended about Aaron Boone getting his new 2-year extension. We don't usually play him, but since he got a 2-year deal.
Thrilled. Just excited we were able to kind of knock it out and get it out of the way. You know, as I've said to you guys before, no other place I want to be.
And so he has a 2-year extension through the 27 season now tacked on to this final year that he was entering. They play the Rays today. The Mets open up their spring schedule against the Astros tomorrow. The news for Metland, you had Juan Soto gifting the Chevy Tahoe to Brett Beatty. Here was, that's for the number. Here was Soto.
For me, it was great, you know. It's a great feeling. We did our sources and tried to make sure that's the car he likes. And he was talking with one of our guys, and he was letting him know that it was a car of his dreams and everything, that he dreams with one of those cars. So I made sure he got it.
Well, he got it.
That's great. And that's awesome. A $92,000 Chevy Tahoe.
Pretty good. And he was driving.
That bad baby's loaded.
He was driving. Beatty said he was driving a car that had 150,000 miles on it since, you know, for the last whatever.
Now you got to pay the insurance. Now he's got to pay the insurance.
Well, yeah. But he doesn't have to pay for the car. I ask Al, serious question. Does he got to pay taxes on that as a gift?
It's a gift.
It's a $92,000 gift.
Yeah, it is.
Uncle Sam coming after him for 20 grand?
I hope not.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, they're trying to get rid of the IRS right now, which is a good
okay.
thing.
Okay, all right.
We got the ERS.
Okay.
And by the way,
the External Revenue Service.
The first thing I thought of was
slapping down everybody from outside the country. Yeah.
Thank God Jeff McNeil got that car from Francisco yes. Lindor. It took years for that to happen.
Yes.
And if that hadn't happened yet and Juan Soto's here for 10 minutes giving this Tahoe to Brett Beatty, that would have been a sore spot in that clubhouse.
You're
so,
right.
Good
Speaking
thing.
Of a sore spot, he's okay, but Pete Alonso took a ball off his face in practice. had to leave the field, did come back out later on. That pales in comparison to what we saw in Arizona yesterday with the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Oh, boy, Bobby hit in the head. Oh, my goodness. That ball goes into foul territory, but a comebacker from Bush hit Bobby Miller, and he is down, and he'll be attended to right away.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I said to Al yesterday.
Right forehead?
Right near the temple, they said. It's over to the side a little bit. Right. Well, are we, like, at some point, someone's going to get killed on the field if we don't do something.
What do you want to put? You want to put a helmet with a face mask on like they do in girls' softball?
No, I didn't say that. No. First of all, don't be a pompous ass. I said, no.
I'm not a pompous ass. I'm just saying, they've been playing baseball for 150 years, and now all of a sudden
and
you want to
guys are bigger, stronger, faster than ever, and the ball's being hit harder.
You're
they're throwing
tell me
it harder.
That, you know,
what I am saying
Sammy
is,
Sosa, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds hit the ball as hard as these guys?
I am saying that, actually, because they don't throw it as hard back then.
Are you drinking bourbon over there?
Yeah. I'm not saying they need to have masks on or anything,
yeah,
but why can't we develop a hat that's got a hard shell that looks like a hat?
They did do that. Remember that?
They had goofy stuff.
It was a big ass hat.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me one of these companies can't make a hat that can protect the crown of the head?
I'm not trying to minimize this injury.
I think you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying they've been playing for so long.
Okay, and they played hockey without helmets forever. And guys lost teeth. And we smartened up. They do, but did goalies wear – goalies didn't even wear masks back in the day.
It wasn't until Stan Mikita had the curved stick, and then they had to start wearing masks now.
No kidding, moron face, hump nut. Just listen. Get the wax out of your ears, you ass.
That was a tape.
Yeah, we know that.
That hit him at 106 miles an hour.
I understand that, but I mean, it's like one out of – I don't know how many
this
guys
this happens
get
too much though now. We see this every year. I bet you last season. I guarantee you last season.
I'm sure it happened sometime last season.
Okay, so the first time a pitcher dies on the field will be one time too many. Do we not agree with that?
The first time that a player on the
that's an easy yes or no.
All right, what am I under, like Senate inquiry here or something? Jesus Christ!
I haven't been here in a week.
Just calm down.
I'm calm. You mocked me. You mocked my hard helmet idea. Just trying to protect people.
I mean, I understand you want to do it for the kids. I'm all for it. This is Major League Baseball.
Your opinion is worthless. Eddie is on fire today. Not me.
So what age do you think is appropriate for someone to get killed on the field? You said good for the kids. Like you want to get like drinking age once you get past that, dying on the field's okay.
I think it sounds like Jerry wants to do what the girls do in softball.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said at all.
He wants some sort of protection for their head.
Yeah. I don't want to see a guy take a line drive off his temple and die on the mound.
Put a football helmet on.
But see, you're going to extremes. Why can't you wear a helmet like that?
Because the pitcher doesn't want to.
Make it optional, but I guess, I suppose.
I know it is optional. Isn't there? There is a hat that they had.
That was goofy, though.
Yeah,
that's
it was
what
so
I'm
big
saying.
And it was
yeah, but
it was
there were
silly.
Guys, there were guys that were wearing
there
it.
There was a Met pitcher that wore it.
Because they chose to wear it, and that's fine. If they wanted to wear one of these helmets, fine. Good. Wear the helmet. I don't care.
I guess they could.
You know what this sort of reminds me of is that Guardian cap. There was a handful of players that ended up wearing
in the NFL
when they gave it an option. I think there would be probably the same type of percentage of pitchers that would do this.
I still think they can do that. I still think that they could wear that specialized hat if they wanted.
But
nobody wants to wear
it.
It's
like a sombrero. It looked ridiculous.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was humongous.
It looked silly. Anyway, Zach Martin of the Cowboys looks like he's going to retire.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
so bad,
one of their great draft picks of all time. He was a 7-time All-Pro, 9-time Pro Bowler, had an 11-year career, and was drafted 16th. When they drafted him in, I think it was 2014? Remember they drafted him, like everybody's like, well, you're drafting a guard from Notre Dame?
And he was phenomenal.
And he turned out to be
a Stephen Jones pick.
Was he?
I think so.
One of the best players in their history.
That didn't win.
Thank
adios,
you.
Adios, jackass.
No,
all
sorry,
right.
Jesus, Eddie.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I really wish that Peter Schwartz had come to me for like an advisor role because there's things going on here that are frustrating me. We want to get the word out about NFLA and the new Long Island Arena team. And I feel like he's made a couple of errors here.
Well, this is what happens when you're not really, you're taking a job for the first time that you've never had before.
Right.
But I've made some mistakes.
Like, I've never been the GM of a arena football team.
Neither has he.
But I feel like I've got a better way to roll this thing out. You know, so they've got this event at 2 p.m. today, which is a Friday. 2 p.m. on a Friday, people are usually checked out. You know, 2 p.m. on a Friday, either done with work or you're thinking about being done with
work. Happy hour somewhere.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, a couple beers, here we go. We got a weekend ahead of us. So that's number one. Number two, he's got the platform here that he didn't even reach out to. Like, if he would have said, hey, I'd like the Boomer and Geo show to announce the Enflaw name this week, where it's not like the World Series is going on or the Super Bowl, we would have said, you know what, Peter, let's do the Enflaw thing. Let's unveil the Enflaw name for Long Island. He didn't do that. So then I find out he's going on News 12 Long Island at 7:45 a.m. And I go, well, are you going to announce the name there? No, not going to do it on News 12 either. What we're going to do is do it at this event on Friday at 2 p.m.
in front of 10 people.
Right!
And maybe we'll get a little coverage of Newsday.
Like, man, Peter, we could help here.
We could help. We could have been like the megaphone for him and would have had a little fun with it. But, you know, it's one of the reasons why he got that job.
Exactly.
It's because of us.
I agree.
So I mean, I don't know. Like, he's making he's a new guy in a new spot. He's making a rookie mistakes that, you know, every rookie general manager. Remember when Brody Van Wagenen took over the Mets?
Yes.
How many rookie mistakes he made?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So many of them, and just stepped in it. But Peter hasn't done that yet. His press conferences are good. All his interviews have been good. He had the Neil Best thing in Newsday. That was awesome. I just feel like to have our show and Peter, for him to announce it Friday at 2 p.m., and then we're not even on the air until Monday react to that. Well, forget about it.
Right.
He didn't even do it like Thursday, 2 p.m. We can come on Friday and talk about it.
I don't understand what he's thinking. Obviously, he's not. This is probably going to be one of those red check marks against him.
Do you think we can get it out of him if we put him on? Do you think he'd be
involved? I'm not putting him on now to, like, you know, come on here and then now all of a sudden try to use our platform, you know, because we're putting pressure on him.
I mean, I think it would benefit him.
You know what? I think he's got it all set up for himself, and somehow he'll get a Chili's gift card out of it.
Let's go to Tyler in Norwalk. What's going on, Tyler?
Hey, Boomer and Geo. Good morning.
Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, first time, long time. It's an honor to talk to you guys. Listen every morning on my way to work. Really appreciate what you guys do, first off.
Well, thanks, man. We appreciate you. What do you got for us?
All right. So I'm just driving to the job site right now, and I heard when you guys just came back on the air, you played a song, Moving Along by Lions in the Streets. That is a Canadian band, guys.
Al, what are you doing, such a bad job, Al.
Listen. So I love the song and I love the band. Canadian or not, they're a great band.
But not today, Tyler.
That's all.
Not today, guys. After last night, today, you know, mistakes happen.
I was not aware they were a Canadian band. Thanks, Tyler. Staying away from Brian Adams. You won't hear that today.
Right, okay.
Rush, I believe, is a Canadian band. I will refuse to play them.
Celine Dion.
No Gordon way. Lightfoot. Yep. Also.
Yeah, no but way.
I was not aware that this...
Terry Clark, one of my favorites.
She's Canadian?
Yeah.
Not today.
No way.
No way.
No way, no how.
My bad.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Starts with me over here. I'm the one. Hits the buttons.
Starts with me. You're kind of like the Peter Schwartz of music selections.
Yep.
Starts with you.
Yeah, when we did the most famous person from a certain place, we ended up doing Canada, and I said Celine Dion.
I said Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, see, I think Celine just...
Wayne.
No, I think it's Celine. It's got to be Celine.
Well, it has because of the music and,
it appeals to everybody.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Wayne, you can't knock Wayne, but it's probably Celine Dion. You know, but you're not going to hear any of that today. And we're not playing your Canadian music on the show today. You're lucky if we ever play it again. You losers.